With the Democrats in control of the Senate, the criminal justice system has become a hot topic, specifically the death penalty. At a hearing yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee tackled the issue of incompetent attorneys and whether there's any way to make sure that people facing the death penalty receive a vigorous defense. NPR's Barbara Bradley has this report.
On one point, everyone agreed. No one wants an innocent man convicted of a crime, particularly in death penalty cases. From there, things disintegrated over this question. Is the criminal justice system fundamentally fair with a few horror stories, or is it fundamentally flawed with a few lucky saves? According to Stephen Bright, an eminent death penalty defense lawyer, it's flawed. He told the senators that indigent defendants receive the worst kind of attorneys, especially in the South. He says they're appointed by the court, paid a pittance, and usually are new to the complexities of death penalty law.
People are getting the death penalty not because they committed the worst crime, but because they often have lawyers who have no more business trying a death penalty case than I would have trying an antitrust case.
Not only is the law far more complex, but the stakes in capital cases are higher, indeed irreversible. Beth Wilkinson, one of the prosecutors in the Timothy McVeigh case, says that's why good lawyers are so crucial. She says she found great comfort knowing that McVeigh had seasoned attorneys, but in many low-profile cases, she said, lawyers are not so thorough.
I don't think anyone sitting here today believes that these stories of sleeping counsel, drunk counsel, or lack of investigation, lack of mitigating evidence is something any of us should be proud of. We shouldn't have here one of those stories in capital litigation.
But yesterday they did. Michael Graham was 22 when he was accused of killing an elderly couple in Louisiana. Neither of his court-appointed lawyers had ever handled a capital case. One was just out of law school. Graham says they raised almost no defense.
They didn't come to see me enough, didn't inform me enough, didn't talk to the prosecution's witness, didn't go to the crime scene. They didn't know the rules of evidence during trial. It was pretty much a disaster.
Graham sat on death row for 12 years. Then a new attorney took up his case. The state released him last year, saying there was no credible evidence linking him to the crime. Graham was the 92nd innocent person released from death row since 1973. But Kevin Brackett, a prosecutor in South Carolina, says Graham's case only proves the point. The system caught the mistake. He said a capital defendant gets far more appeals than other defendants, at least five in state and federal courts. And he said, while defendants may get inadequate counsel during their trial, it's his experience that their appeals are handled by the pros. He cited the case of Bobby Lee Holmes, who had five attorneys and a dozen expert witnesses at his retrial.
In fact, were I charged with a capital murder in South Carolina, I would divest myself of every asset I have and ask to be given indigent representation so that I could access this quality of representation, because I could not afford to mount the defense that Mr. Holmes mounted 3 months ago.
That may be, but others noted that the federal money to pay for court-appointed lawyers was reduced to close to zero in 1996. In the end, much of the dispute wasn't over big issues, but over the specifics of a bill called the Innocence Protection Act. The bill would create an independent authority to set standards for defense attorneys in capital cases. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch said death penalty opponents on such a commission could set the standards so high that no one could meet them.
Capital representation standards could easily be written so that many isolated jurisdictions would have no attorneys judged capable of handling death penalty cases.
And that would bring death penalty cases to a halt. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.